Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern Munich managed to stay the course by defeating Freiburg 4-1. Are you surprised by that outcome?
Yes, I was surprised. The only second time Freiburg's conceded more than three goals this Bundesliga season. They did it to Dortmund earlier on in the season. And I was also a bit shocked because Freiburg's known for their defense, the second best in the league. Well, it really shows the result does Bayern's dominance. All of the action occurred in the second half. It was some good news for Bayern Munich. Leon Goretzka made his return in scoring fashion. He had to miss 13 league games because his hip was injured. He gave the team somewhat of a boost. And then Freiburg's joker, Nils Petersen, equalized. You know, this Petersen character is known for coming in. It only took him 17 seconds after checking in to equalize for Freiburg. But then Bayern just showed their might. You know, their wing players, Serge Gnabry, Kingsley Coman, you know, added more goals. And then Sabitzer, in addition from RB Leipzig, you know, one of Julian Nagelsmann's old former teammates, came through and scored a goal. This match, though, was a bit interesting because it had something that we hadn't seen all season long. I have yet to see this in the Bundesliga. At one moment, late in the match, there were 12 Bayern players on the pitch. You know, it caused some confusion, an eight-minute pause. It was because someone in the Bayern camp, you know, put Kingsley Coman's old jersey number up instead of his current number. He didn't know to come off the pitch. You know, Freiburg had an opportunity to actually appeal the decision and maybe, you know, cause the match to be replayed or something like that. But, you know, realistically, it really didn't have an impact on the result. You know, mistakes do happen. It was chalked up like that. You know, the next mission and thing on Bayern's plate is, of course, the Champions League.
Will Bayern's performance have a positive impact on their Champions League match versus Villarreal away in Spain?
Yeah, I think it's really positive. You know, you see positive signs when you see Leon Goretzka checking in, coming back, and he immediately makes a difference by scoring a goal. And then Sabitzer as well. I mean, this midfield can make a difference moving forward. You know, one thing about Villarreal, they are the Europa League holders. You know, Julian Nagelsmann recognized their talent. They are very experienced, he recently said in the press. And their clearly defined style of play could cause problems. They did beat Juventus 3-0, and that's not easy. You know, so obviously they're going to have to stick to their game plan, and he has to see who he has at his disposal. Alphonso Davies was expected. I did expect him to check in. He'll be, you know, a day-to-day. We'll see if he'll come in and add some of his burst of speed to Bayern Munich. Now, you know, Villarreal, of course, you know, they acknowledge Bayern Munich is Bayern Munich. You know, they're one of the favorites in this competition year in and year out. You can't really discount that. And despite that, Villarreal are going to approach the match with a winning mentality. So we'll have to see how far that'll get them. You know, I'm, of course, pulling for the German side, Bayern Munich. You know, their wingers, you know, are scoring. And if Davies comes back healthy, they're just that much more dangerous.
Chris, while Bayern won by three goals, Dortmund lost to Christopher Nkunku and RB Leipzig by the same deficit.
Yeah, it's the second time. I mean, RB Leipzig complete the sweep over Dortmund. The first matchup, you know, didn't include Erling Haaland in the lineup. Well, this one did include Erling Haaland, and he just didn't really find the back of the net. Nothing was working. RB Leipzig have really turned things around since Domenico Tedesco took over as coach in December. He's only lost two matches. You know, he's been incredible, and you have to give credit where it's due. Nkunku had a foot in a couple of goals. Lamia netted a brace for RB Leipzig. You know, the match really didn't look good. Dortmund, though, they did come back with this attacking mentality. You know, they were looking forward to the match. Marco Reus was talking about how excited, you know, they were going to have fans back at Signal Iduna Park. They are the 12th player on the pitch. You know, that typically does motivate the team, but not this time around. You know, Leipzig was very comfortable late at the hour mark. You know, Dani Olmo made it 4-1 after Malen pulled one back. You know, but it just seems I expected more from Dortmund, matter of factly. I expect a lot more considering Erling Haaland netted for Norway. He netted some goals for Norway, you know, in the international break, but not for Dortmund. Dortmund are the ones that need the 3 points. We'll have to see what they can do when they're back you know, to domestic duty. But RB Leipzig, they're a problem for anybody right now.
And before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Well, I touched on it a bit. You know, of course, we have the Europa League action coming up as well. But the football stadiums in Germany have returned to full capacity. That's a huge boost, you know, because it just means so much here in Germany. And it's good to see. Unfortunately, you know, it didn't benefit, you know, one of the most active sites when it comes to the fan atmosphere. That's Signal Iduna Park in Dortmund. You know, but all in all, it's good, you know, that football is seemingly coming back to some sort of normal.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from a partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.